This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it is happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jopp.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Yes, it's been a little while. Last time they were on the show was back around July of last year, and I'm talking about Natural Shrimp Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SHMP. And with us today is the CEO. He's going to bring us up to speed, Gerald Easterlin. Gerald, welcome back to the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us. And, you know, I know it's been a long time. We are happy to come on and sort of talk about where we've been and what's happening and where we're going.
Well, Right. And I know we got a long show today because we got a lot of questions. A lot of things are happening over there at Natural Shrimp. First of all, the overview with Yoda spec. Any issues and reasons why you terminated it?
Yeah, you know, that's a sad thing. You know, we put every effort. We spent close to $6 million of our operating costs to stretch out trying to make this happen. And we did everything we could. You know, if I step back and say, okay, we signed the original agreement with them in August, and then 11/10, and then actually did the merger agreement. I think it was middle of October. But the point is that when they started with us, you know, they had $115 million in their trust, you know, and so we always knew there would be a redemption. We actually talked with them about it. And as we moved through the process, you know, it became very cumbersome. The auditors, the lawyers, everybody was dragging the thing out. You know, we were convinced it was all about billable hours, and so today. But the point is that we got to a point where they had a redemption on their trust that moved it down to about $40 million. Well, when we originally looked at this, we always knew there'd be a redemption. We never expected $115 million. Didn't need $115 million to go where we want to go. So the point is, as we got there, you know, we thought, well, we'd have $30 or $40 million left, and we'd have close to $10 million in fees for everybody on Yoda's side, our side, and everybody else. We could pay the $10 million in fees and walk away with $20 to $30 million in our pocket to build our business.
And
that was the whole plan. Well, obviously, that didn't work out that way. When they moved down to, when they had a redemption of over around $75 million that brought their trust down to about $40 million, now we're looking at, you know, maybe a redemption of, you know, $20 or $30 million. Do we have $10 million left, or do we have $20 million left? And as we got further in this process, you know, we were obviously getting hit in the marketplace on our stock price. It was going to be difficult for them to get, you know, $10 million to stay in. And at the end of the day, they couldn't even commit to keep $5 million in the company. Well, we couldn't assume that whole, you know, liability of Yoda's and what we've incurred. You know, our attorneys, you know, have built up about over $1 million on our side, you know.
Right.
So the net effect was, it was something we had to make a real tough decision, which we did. We pulled away and we said, we terminate this based on our grant. Obviously, they've come back and said, well, we don't accept your termination. We're terminating you on our grant. So there'll be a battle. We're confident where we are. We're not worried about that as we move through the process. But the biggest thing for us was to step back and say, okay, we need to relook where we want to go. So we're looking at actually some NASDAQ shells today. And as we move forward, we'll find the right relationship as we move into the next phase of our company. But we had to walk away from it. And we really liked the people you know, Mr. Chen's a great guy, and we have no hard feelings with them, other than the business side of it became something we just couldn't live with.
Okay, well, let's talk about the heartbeat of the company right now. Supply chain issues, equipment, how the company's responding with the innovations, where are we at with the engineering part and producing shrimp? That's what it's all about.
Exactly. So as we get into this process, we got into, you know, like everybody else, we got really hit hard, our company did, on supply chain issues like everybody. You've heard this over and over from every company.
Absolutely. Yep.
And so what happened was is we actually had relays from a one-week lead time down to up to a 52-week lead time, which means we couldn't get parts and pieces for the equipment. And so as we, you know, this is still a piece of equipment we've been continually improving and developing as we go through our process. And the thing we do, and I'll talk about a little bit later, you know, we've always talked about how we treat ammonia. That's our deal, you know, with the EC equipment. And so the point is that we end up now, we've had to redesign our equipment because of those issues of supply chain issues, and actually have now reduced, we believe, the cost of next production cycle of equipment by about 60%. So we've really, a lot of parts and pieces and components are off the shelf, so we can order them, and we don't have to worry about supply chain issues as much as we did in the past. So it's really been even though it's been a difficult thing, it's a positive thing for the company long term.
Let's talk about the retrofitting on Webster City. Where are we at on that?
Okay. Well, we're sitting there with the two buildings we've been working on up there. At the first building, if you can visualize, and I know it's hard to visualize this, but the building up there is 270,000 square feet. Inside that one big building, we have five separate buildings that each one's 50,000 square feet. So we got 250,000 square feet of buildings inside the big building. So it's a massive facility. We've been working on two buildings, which is 100,000 square feet up there. Well, built what we refer to as building one, which is 50,000 square feet. We remodeled that one completely and did a lot of, you know, engineering that cost very costly. Cost us about $2.5 million to retrofit that one building. Okay. And so we're looking at, you know, the other three buildings and then going back to building the fourth building and redoing that. So about $2.5 million a building. Well, we now, because of what happened, we've been reviewing our plans, and we know now we're less than $750,000 a building to get them up and running. So that'll be part of the capital that we bring in. We'll be going over and injecting into those three new buildings and actually retrofitting our fourth building. But so what's we've been going back and have to review and look, you know, cost, also parts and components. We have delays on pumps, everything, but we've worked through those issues and now have a really nice system in place up there. We're stocking, obviously. We even got caught in supply chain issue with our POs. I think it was March, we signed an agreement with Homegrown, which is out of Florida. And we signed an agreement for up to 2 million PLs a month to be able to stock in our facilities now. So it's taken us a long time to get back. I know a lot longer. People were all tired of, I hear the pains, but you show me the baby, right?
Right, right. One step forward and two steps backwards. I want to talk briefly because I don't want to, you know, I got a lot of questions. Around 6-7 days ago, you guys put out a press release to your stockholders. And on one of those, you were talking about production capacity, including La Costa and Webster City, estimated around 13 pounds of shrimp, 13,000 pounds of shrimp. And generating around $6 million in projected annual sales. My question to you is that, are we still on track, and when is this going to come to fruition?
Yeah, we should be up in that full production, but, you know, based on bringing the additional capital in, which we're working on constantly, you know, now. After we moved away from Yoda, we're talking about, we've actually are talking to some, you know, obviously, let me step back. To make all this happen, we still want to be up on NASDAQ, and so we're still committed to be on NASDAQ. That's never changed. It's just what vehicle we actually get on NASDAQ with. We're actually talking to some actual NASDAQ shells. We're actually having another SPAC talking to us, but we would not talk to them, or we would talk with them only provision. We wouldn't be responsible for anything, right? But we're still, and then there's still the possibility of the company itself doing its own registration. You know, we actually tried to do that one time, and we got real close to it. And then we moved into the SPAC. We thought that was the greatest thing in the world, and it did sound great. So all those things are part of this big picture that we're looking at on the financial side. And as on that side of it is, as we ramp up, as we bring the capital in, we'll ramp up building the other three buildings. And like I said, we think it'll be well under $750,000 a building to retrofit those completely. So each with 13,000 pounds of shrimp going out of Webster City and La Costa, that will get us over $6 million in sales. That should be in full production within 12 months.
Okay, got it.
Now,
I want to switch.
We got filled up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I want to switch gears and talk about international waters, Australian Prong Farmers Association. Where are we at? What are you excited about that?
Well, it was something brought to us by Christine, you know. And she's been a brilliant gal, been a consultant working with us for a long time. But she put this whole deal together, and obviously she lives in Australia. And so it's funded by the Australian government, the Fisheries Research and Development Corporation, and the Australian Prawn Farmers Association. The first test was about over 300,000. And so we actually charged them $50,000 to just use our equipment there. And obviously, so we're not doing anything free anymore, right?
Good.
We've learned our lesson, right? But people are paying for it. Well, the first phase, we haven't got the white paper on it yet, but we're told it was to the point now they want to talk to us about an expansion in a much larger scale in Australia. And I'm sure we'll be talking about that over the next 60 days, 30, 60 days. The point is, it takes us into a whole different area as far as technology. And again, what we've really become is a technology company. You know, the reality of this thing, we're not just a shrimp company, and we've done salmon. We actually have our test going on over in Japan. Tom Huntermeyer's over there as we speak. And we've set up our inside of Natera's facility. They've got about a 4,000 square foot test facility. I can tell you the thing we hold our hat on is what we say is we treat ammonia, and that's what we do. And their first test over in Japan this last week, that's how recent it is that we were able to take the ammonia from high levels out of their tanks down to 0.05. In almost no ammonia at all in 4 hours.
Yeah, I do agree. I do agree. You guys are a technology company.
Exactly what we are. And now we have this relationship with this massive company in Japan that not only wants to bring, you know, wants to work with us in Japan. They've talked to us about other parts of the country too. But initially we said no, Japan. They also want to work with us in other species. And we said no, we will only do shrimp first and then we'll look at other species in Japan, which is going to be a joint effort with both companies. They bring a lot of technical support to us, you know, and eventually, you know, based on the success, we could look at them as being the long-term manufacturer of equipment too. So all those things are on the table with us. This whole, people say, what are you doing over there with an expansion of the technology? And they have the ability technically to operate our equipment after we train them. And so it's a 6-month test and we're through the, We actually started officially on September 1 today, or tomorrow.
Can you give my listeners a little bit of an update on the production facility status on Jefferson County?
Yeah, Jefferson County is still there. You know, we're very fortunate. And that's going to be an expansion. It's another regional production center we've been talking about that we want to do. Obviously, we have to get everybody, our ducks in order in Webster City first. But then that we certainly are going to go down to Florida and also tie in the educational piece of that. They want to put together a whole program in their junior colleges there to help train and help people. It'll do two things. It'll train people not only using our technology, but also being able to grow in the aquaculture field.
We talked a little bit about you guys raising money, moving up on the NASDAQ. And I know that's your future plans, but discuss about your 14C. How are we going to do this? And how long do you think it's going to take us to get there?
Okay. Well, we filed it. You know, obviously we have to fund our company as we move forward. And a lot of people talk about dilution and all that, but we either are in business or not in business, but it's part of it. Well, with what we have on the table worldwide, we have an opportunity to change the whole shareholder value of our company and to really what everybody wanted to see when they invested, whether it was recently or long term. But we still have the best technology in the world. And I'll go back one more time. Natera checked out everybody in the world, and they chose us to do the test or market with over in Japan. They have resources beyond everybody else out there, but they want to change their world over in Japan, utilizing our technology.
Yep.
So that's what that's all about. That's the reason we're there. And they're paying $300,000 for that test now. So we've ramped up our charging for working with our technology.
Gerald, I'm going to give you the last word here. We've got about 30 seconds left. What is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
Well, number one, we're in business. We're going to move forward. It's sort of like that ram running into the dam. We keep ram running, and we cracked it. The sad part is we spent almost a year with Yoda, and it didn't get where everybody wanted. We had to, and it cost us. It really stressed the company and stressed our employees and everybody else.
Yeah.
On the other side of the coin is we survived it. We're moving forward, and with the S-1, it gives us the ability to continue raising capital in the market. And then the third thing is we're talking to multiple people about bridge loans and stuff as we ramp up to NASDAQ. But we're here. We're not going anywhere. I know a lot of people said they're out of business, whatever. We're not. Our live side in Chicago is doing well. We're going to grow that. By the end of this year, we should be, pushing, out into right now in Chicago market, we run about 400 pounds a week, and it should be 2,000 pounds a week by the end of the year. Just going in, and that's live shrimp. Nobody can do that. Point is that we're here, the 14C, we have to expand, the reserve to allow us to continue on the S-1, which we filed the 14C. It will go into effect over the next 30 days. And so the company has been able to put itself in a financial position to move forward without anybody else. Obviously, we're talking with multiple companies, multiple funding groups. And we still, one of the things I want everybody to understand is Joseph Gunner and also Roth Capital, both are still 100% by our company, very supportive. So our bankers have not left us. So we're all together. Our employees are still involved and excited about our company. And one employee we brought on real quick is we brought in a young guy out of Hawaii that actually moved back to his home is in Iowa, and he's an expert in the hacker side. So one of the things we have committed as we get capital in, we're going to expand our existing building in Blairsburg of 55,000 square feet, and that's a separate facility in Webster City. And he'll be overseeing the whole hatchery. His name is Lance Loomy, sharp, sharp young man that moved back to Iowa that has a tremendous background in the hatchery business. We're here. We're obviously hiring people to expand, and we're going to be in business, and we're all going to be happy. We're going to look back over this period of time and say, wow, we beat the odds, and we're moving forward. Our technology works. Our people are great. And so now it's just a matter of getting back on the right track with the bankers.
My guest today has been Gerald Easterlin. He is the CEO of Natural Shrimp, Inc. It's a food company and a technology company all rolled up in one. They're trading at around 2.5 cents. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SHMP. I want to thank you for coming on the show, sir. The only thing I ask is that I don't have to wait another year for you to come back and bring us some news.
I promise that will not happen again, because we're not controlled by anybody else now.
All right, Gerald. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.